FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Three suspected hijackers have been gunned down in a shootout with police in Merrion Hill, west of Durban. Police say they allegedly hijacked a vehicle loaded with home appliances on Tuesday. KZN SAPS spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda says they traced the vehicle to Glavata Hostel last night.
When police approached the area, they spotted the identified buggy and signaled for the driver to stop. However, the driver chose to ignore police instruction and sped off, and police gave chase. During the high-speed vehicle chase, the suspect started firing shots at the police and a shootout ensued. The suspect's vehicle came to a standstill at the corner of Henry Pennington and Ndwandwe streets in Klaarwater, Marian Hill. And they were found in possession of two firearms whose serial numbers were filed off, as well as several rounds of ammunition. Apart from a police vehicle which had bullet holes on the bonnet, no police officer was injured during the shootout.
Police and rescue workers are continuing their search for a missing teenager who's presumed to have drowned in Umdoni on the south coast. They responded to Pennington Beach yesterday, where four boys were reportedly swept out to sea at the unprotected bathing area. The National Sea Rescue Institute says three teens were rescued by a bystander and required no further medical care. Spokesperson Craig Lambinen says rough seas led to the search being called off yesterday afternoon.
Sea conditions were rough in strong northeasterly winds. Umdoni lifeguards had entered the water to search for the missing teenager, with shoreline search efforts being conducted by NSRI, IPSS, security officers and police, but there remains no signs of the missing teenager.
A Philippine woman sentenced to death in Indonesia on drug charges has been freed after a deal brokered between the two nations. Mary Jane Veloso was arrested in 2010, carrying a suitcase lined with over 2 kilograms of heroin. She was later sentenced to death by Indonesia's firing squad. The mother of Tu's case sparked an uproar in the Philippines, with her family claiming she'd been set up by an international drug syndicate. Yesterday, President Ferdinand Marcos said she'd be handed over after years of negotiations. And finally, actor Jeff Goldblum has called Wicked one of his favourite of his entire filmography. The actor plays the Wizard of Oz in the film based on the award-winning musical about the Wicked Witch of the West.
John Chu, what a maestro, I think, he's a wonderful director, made a wonderful movie. And then Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, just virtuoso performances and the best people on earth. The whole cast, Jonathan Bailey, Slater, Marisa Bodie, all of them, just fantastic.
Wicked is in cinemas tomorrow. Your top story, three suspected hijackers have been killed in a shootout with police in Merrion Hill, west of Durban. You can find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch and in for Natara Nadesan, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.